AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. As Israel and the U.S. pound Iran, the war in the Middle East has spiraled farther. Tehran and its allies hitting back against Israel, neighboring Gulf states, and targets including energy facilities in Qatar and the American embassy in Saudi Arabia. After briefing congressional leaders, Secretary of State Marco Rubio offered this.
We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties and perhaps even higher those killed. And then we would all be here answering questions about why we knew that and didn't act.
There was no imminent threat to the United States of America.
Senator Mark Warner.
If we equate a threat to Israel as the equivalent of an imminent threat to the United States, then we are in uncharted territory.
The Iranian Red Crescent says at least 555 people have been killed in Iran so far. The U.S. military confirming 6 U.S. service members killed. 11 people killed in Israel, 31 in Lebanon. In other news, Ed Donahue reports Today Show host Savannah Guthrie returned to her mother's Arizona home today.
It was the first sighting at the house since 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was reported missing a month ago. Video captured by News Nation shows the NBC anchor, her sister Annie Guthrie, and brother-in-law Tommaso Cioni walking arm-in-arm down the driveway and laying yellow flowers in a makeshift tribute. Nancy Guthrie was last seen at her home January 31st. Police believe she was taken against her will. Savannah Guthrie posted a photo of flowers at the tribute. We feel the love and prayers from our neighbors, from the Tucson community, and from around the country. She ended with a heart emoji and the words, "Please don't stop praying and hoping with us. Bring her home." I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. The Screen Actors Guild's awards were handed out last night. Haya Panjwani has a recap.
After a near award season sweep by one battle after another, Sinners won Best Ensemble at the 32nd Actor Awards.
Sinners!
That win sets up a potential nail-biter finale in 2 weeks at the Academy Awards. Michael B. Jordan won Best Male Actor.
Mom, thank you for driving me back and forth to New York when we didn't have enough money to go through the Holland Tunnel. When we were looking for gas money, parking spaces, you know what I'm saying? Well, I went up there for my auditions, thank you.
He upset the category favorite, Timothy Chalamet, and handed the 39-year-old Jordan the most significant prize of his acclaimed career. As expected, Jessie Buckley won Best Female Actor for her performance in Hamnet, audio courtesy of the 32nd Annual Actor Awards. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.